Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir Mandaf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Yatshalom. We are now in Masechet Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, at the third, fourth, and Mishnayot of the third parak. They are grouped together. Amar l'shnaim, gazalti l'chad mikem maneh, ve'eino yodea eze mikem. So a fellow comes up to two people and says, I know I stole $100 from one of you, and I don't know which one. Oh, aviv shal l'chad mikem ifkid li maneh, ve'eino yodea ezehu, and both of the fathers, let's say, are dead. One of your fathers entrusted me with 100, and I don't know which one. He has to pay each one of them, which means he's paying an extra 100. Shoda mi piatzmo. Why? And we'll see the significance of these three words. Because he admitted it of his own accord. Now, the next Mishnah. Shnaim shifkidu etzel achad. Two fellows were mafkid money with one person. Zeman eva zematayim. This we had in the very first sugi of the Masechet. One of them gave 100, the other gave 200. Zeh omer shalimatayim, zeh omer shalimatayim. And now that the shomer is confused, each one claims that they're the one with 200. Noten lezemanel zemaneh. He gives them each 100, which for sure each one has. Ashrei menachat shevo Eliyahu. And the other 100 waits until Eliyahu comes, meaning that until a better claim can come or somebody flinches, then this doesn't move. Now, Amar Rabbi Yossi, mekein ma'if sidar amoi. So Rabbi Yossi's protest is then the liar didn't lose anything, because one of the fellows gave 100 and claimed it was 200. He's still getting his 100 back. So nobody has any motivation to refrain from lying here. He says, you lose everything. It all remains in limbo, and that means that the one who lied also has what to lose, which hopefully will keep him from doing so. V'chein, the next Mishnah. This is a little less obvious that we're going to do this, but you have two kelim, one of them worth 100, the other worth 1,000. Ze omer yafeshali, ve ze omer yafeshali. Each one claims the better one is his. Otenta katan l'chad mihem. He gives the 100 to one of them. Tocha gadol otent me katan l'shin. He sells the big one and takes 100 from that and gives it to the other fellow. Asharim no'achad shivor eliyah. The other 900 sits and waits. Amar b'yosim ken ma'iv sidor amari. Again, the same protest, which is, what does the liar lose? Rather, it all remains. Okay, so we have to see why we need both Mishnayot, and that we'll deal with at the end of the sugya. Now, the first observation is, from the first Mishnah, we see that we remove money from somebody based on a safek, meaning that the first Mishnah, the fellow said, I know that I stole from one of you, I don't know which one. Misafik, he pays out. And we don't apply the principle that Mamon stays with the Muchzak, which is the thief. Ramini, we have a challenge. And that's the next Mishnah. In the case where the Shomer is in doubt as to which one gave them the 200, and we don't say that the Shomer has to pay 200 to each and be out 100. Rather, misafek, it remains in the middle. So Amarle, it's not clear Amarle is to whom, because who's being asked, but the answer to that is Pikodana Gazal Karamit. The first answer, which is not going to last, is you can't challenge from a ruling of Gezel on a ruling of Pikadon. Why? Gezel David Isura, in the case where somebody stole, and therefore he violated the law, therefore Kansur Rabbanan. The rabbi said, you have to pay each guy. Pikadon de lo David Isura lo Kansur Rabbanan. In the second case, in Mishnah Dalid, the fellow didn't do any Isura, he's a Shomer, maybe he's a little bit sloppy, but he's a Shomer, and didn't do anything wrong, therefore there's no Knas, he doesn't have to pay out of his own pocket. But of course, that's not going to work because in the first case, we also have a case of Pikadon. So, Ram Pikadon, Pikadon, Rami Gezel, Gezel. The truth is that we have both a contradiction within the laws of Pikadon and a contradiction within the rules of Gezel. Pikadon, Pikadon, what's that? Tiktani Reisha, O Aviv Shalachamiah, Mifkira, Litz Limanet. In the first Mishnah Gimel, we had a parallel case to Gzela, which is Pikadon, and you have to pay 100 to each guy. Ramini, and the challenge is, of course, Shtaim Shifkidu, the Mishnah Dalet. So, Amar Rava, Reisha Nasakim Shifkidu Lo B'Shnei Krichot. Rava suggests the following, that in the Reisha, we're going to consider it a case as if the Pikadon was given in two separate pouches. In other words, Davin the Medak, the Shomer should have been careful to know whose pouch is whose. The fact that he doesn't know who gave him the 100, he has to pay them both out. In other words, the fact that one of them gave him and one of them didn't give him, he really should know who's who. Seifa nasak mishiv kido lo bekrach achad. And the Seifa, since they both gave him, he's not just not sure which gave him more. It's as if we're going to consider the case as if they gave him all the pikadon together in one bundle. To have the medak, there's no way he could have distinguished. And what's an example? For instance, the 200 guy and the 100 guy gave him the money at the same time. And he says back to them, you guys yourselves weren't careful. You threw 200 in, you threw 100 in, you didn't make a point of marking them separately or identifying them. I should be careful. So therefore you can't hold me to that threshold, and therefore I'll give you each 100. So within Pikadon, we have a contradiction and we have a solution. Rami Gezel, a Gezel, and now there's a contradiction within the rules of Gezel. Tani, Acham Alishtam Gezel, Techad Mikem, Manaveni Odeizu Mikem, Oaviv Shalachad Mikem, Ifkiradli Manaveni Odeizu, Huinotan Zemanel Zemaneh, Mishta Gimel, where you don't know who you stole from, you have to give to each guy. Or Mini, the famous Mishta Yevamot, we've seen several times, Gezel, Chad Mikhamisha, Veinu Odeizu Men Gezel. One fellow stole from one of five people, he doesn't know which one. Zelmer, Tigazel, Zelmer, Tigazel, each guy claims to be the victim. He puts the item that was stolen in between them. We think that means literally puts it down. And we still like it, and he walks away. Now let them solve it. Divrei Rabbi Tarfon. That's Rabbi Tarfon's take. And if you recall, Rabbi Kiva says, Ein zuderech motziatu min tei avira. This does not solve his ethical problem, his culpability. Rather, he has to pay each one of them. Now, what's Rabbi Tarfon's position? You just throw it in the middle. Alma misfeka lo mafkira mamona. So because of the suffix here, we do not make you pay to each guy. And as we're going to prove in a moment, our Mishnah comports with Rabbi Tarfon. So why in our Mishnah do you pay each guy? So like I just mentioned, how do we know that our Mishnah comports with Rabbi Tarfon? Because commenting on that Mishnah in Yevamot, the comment is, Rabbi Tarfon, agrees. To whom does he agree? To Rabbi Kiva, who disagrees with him there. Rabbi Tarfon says, when five different guys sue you and each saying they're the victim, and you say, I don't know, you throw in the middle. But when you say, I don't know which of you it was, then you have to pay each one of them. There he agrees with Rabbi Akiva. So how do we reconcile them? How could Rabbi Tarfon agree with our Mishnah, and he explicitly does, and then hold his position with the five? The answer is, Hatam de Katavile. In the case of the five, they are suing him. In our case, he's trying to be a good guy. He's saying, look, I stole, I feel bad about it, I want to really come clean, so I'll pay each guy. Okay, Dekanamini Tani Shehodam Piatzmo, and that is the significance of the three words of the Mishnah, Shehodam Piatzmo, Shma Mina. That's why his own initiative here is so critical. Now, Amar Mar Hatam de Katavile. So we said that in the case of Yevamot, the five guys are dunning him for the money. And what does the thief say back? Does he say no? Does he say maybe? Does he say I don't know? What does he do? Have you heard Amar Rav? So if Machloket about what Rav said, according to Rav Yehuda, Halo shall take. The thief is silent. Normally, silence is acquiescence. It means he should pay all five. He says, no, Rav didn't say that. Rav said that he's actually screaming and protesting, no, I didn't do it. According to Rav Matna, if he were silent, he'd have to pay all five. Or whoever he responded to with silence. But according to Rav Yehuda's version of Rav, even though I'll agree that normally shtika is considered to be hoda, acquiescence or admission, not here. Why? Because remember, the thief doesn't know who he stole from. If he knew who he stole from, he'd say to the other four guys, I have nothing to do with you, and he'd pay the one guy. He doesn't know. So perhaps his silence is saying, well, he might be right, I'm not going to say no, because I'm trying to do a good thing now, and I'm not going to out and out say you're wrong when you might be. So his silence may be a silence not of acquiescence, but of doubt. Now, Amar Mamaniach Zela Benemis Talek, the end of Rabbi Tarfon's ruling was you put the Gzela in between, and every other time that we saw this sugyum, we've seen it four or five times, the Machlok Rabbi Tarfon Rabbi Kiva, we assumed Rabbi Tarfon really meant you put it down in the middle. But if Shakala Kulu Vazli, then they all grab it and they fight over it, or they divide it up. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda Marav, this is an interesting interpretation. Kol Safek Yinuach L'Chatchila Lo Yitol. Remember, we had this earlier on in Eilu Metziot, when you find an item that may have been left there deliberately, it may have been dropped. It's called Safek Hinuach. And here we have another kind of Safek Hinuach. We know that it was placed deliberately. We saw the guy place it. But he placed it because of a safek. So it's a different kind of safek. It's not, we don't know whether it was placed there. We know it was placed there, we just don't know on whose account it was placed there. But they're calling it the same kind of safek yinuach. And what was the rule in safek yinuach? L'chatchila lo yitov natal lo yachzir. What's the rule about safek yinuach? L'chatchila, you're not allowed to take it. B'diavad, if you took it, you don't have to return it. So why are we setting up a system, Rabbi Tarfon, in which the guy leaves it there and they are engineered to take it? The answer is we read it wrong. Amarav safra v'yaniach. V'yaniach doesn't mean you put it down. It means let things sit as they are. Don't play with the results here. In other words, keep it and until one of the five can come forward with a bigger, which means you don't pay anything. None of the five gets anything, not even a fifth. And then one of them has to, the other four have to back out at some point. Amarle abaya l'rava. So mi amar b'kiva lozu derech mutziyatu midei averad shishlam zeh l'chol chad v'chad. If you don't know the Mishnah Yevamot, this question comes out of left field. But when you look at the Mishnah Yevamot, you see Rabbi Kiva's answer to Rabbi Tarfon is paying, putting the one thing in the middle or not paying it at all, as we just interpreted, doesn't solve anything. The only way you could do it is if you pay all five of them. Alma misfeka mafkir mamona. So that means Rabbi Kiva's take is that misafik you have to pay. And we don't apply the normal principle of chesket marakama, leaving things in the possession of the first owner. Or meini, what's the challenge to that? Now there's a man and his mother are in a house, and the man has brothers who are also children of the mother. There's no father in the picture, and or there may be a father in the picture, and the son also has own sons, and his mother and he were killed in a collapse of a house, and Yoshe haben omrim ha'em meta rishona. The heirs of the son claim that mother died first, the grandmother died first, which means son inherited everything, and then it all comes to us, and the other children don't get. And the heirs of the mother, meaning the other brothers, say the son died first, he was taken out of the equation, and therefore we divide it up. So in that case, Bithil Met Shammai, who in parallel cases have a disagreement about things taking b'chazaka, here they agree that the two sets of Yorshim divide everything up. The Amar Rabbi Akiva, what was Rabbi Akiva's response? Modeh ani bezushan chasim mechez katan. In this case, I agree that nechasim stay where they are, meaning that b'sofek, you don't move things out of their muhzak position. So Amar Leh, what was the answer that Rabbi gave to Abaye? So you see, it seems that Rabbi Akiva's position is contradicted. Hatam shama v'shama. The answer is in the case in the house, there's a shama v'shama. Nobody knows what happened. Everybody's claiming maybe. Gazalacha mi'chamisha bari v'shama. But in the case where the five guys each done the fellow, each one is claiming bari. I know I'm the one who was stolen from. Obviously, four of them are lying, but we don't know who. I v'amen in nahacha amar v'shama gazalta echad mi'kamane v'shama v'shama hu. Tani noten l'zemaneh l'zemaneh. But in our Mishnah, it's a shema v'shema, because one guy comes up to two guys who don't know what's going on, and he says, I stole from one of you, they're all shema, and nevertheless he pays them both. Maid Rabbi Akiva, wait a second, who says Rabbi Akiva agrees with our Mishnah? The answer is pretty easy. Remember, we have that add-on to the Mishnah Yevamot, where Rabbi Tarfon accedes, that in a case where the fellow comes and says to two guys, I stole from one of you, and I don't know which, that he has to pay both. Laman Moda, who's he agreeing to? Whose position is he acceding to? Rabbi Akiva Bar Plugte, must be Rabbi Akiva, his opposite number in this discussion, where here he agrees. So it means Rabbi Akiva certainly holds the position, Rabbi Tarfon accepts it. Umayda Shama Vashema, who, wait a second, how do you know that our Mishnah is Shama Vashema? Maybe the two guys are each saying it was me. Chader Loktani Tovinoto, first of all, because it doesn't say that they're suing him. And Rabbi Chia's version of the Mishnah, of our Mishnah, each guy says, I don't know. So, that's easy. You know why you pay in our Mishnah? You pay in our Mishnah because it's Balatzit Yidei Shemaim. Whereas in the case, so let's put it all together, in the case in the house, everybody's Shema V'Shema, things think B'Chazaka. In our Mishnah where it's Shema V'Shema, things really stay B'Chazaka. You want to pay, let's say, Yidei Shemaim B'Kasha. In the case of the five, they're claiming bari, therefore you have to pay bari v'shema. Okay, Amar Ravina Ravashi, Umi Amar Rav Koshtet B'Shtei Krichot Avela Medak. We're going back to an earlier point in this discussion, where Rava said the reason that we distinguish between the pikadon in Mishnah Gimel, where you have to pay out both, and the pikadon in Mishnah Dalet, where you Dalet and Hay, where you only pay the base amount to each, and you don't pay out of your own pocket. is because in the second case, it's as if they gave it to you in one kricha. But in the first case, like they gave you in two separate krichot, and it's your job to know what's going on. Since when did Rava say that? V'yama Rava, v'itema Rav Papa. The reason that's important is Rav Papa is a Talmud of Rava. So that's like the Beit Midrash of Rava either way ruled. Hakom odim mishnam shifkidu etzel roa. Everybody agrees that if two fellows entrusted their sheep to a shepherd, and then there's a fight about who gave him the greater amount of sheep, sheminiach roa b'neim istalek. He just leaves them all there between the two of them and walks away. So you see misfeka, even mishtei krichot, the shomer is not responsible, and therefore he can just leave it. Amarle, responsible meaning for knowing who's. Amarle, hatam shifkidu ba'edro, so the answer that Ravashi gives is that's a case where they put the sheep in the flock without the shepherd knowing, and later they told him that they put sheep there, and then they're fighting about who gave more. There's no way he would know. He wasn't there when they put him in. Okay, the end of it is, etc. Mishnah Hay. Why do we need Dalet and Hay? They're the same case, one with money, one with vessels. If we only add Mishnah Dalet, so Abahikam Rabbanan, the answer would be that that's where the Rabbanan say that that's where the Rabbanan say that you give the base amount to each guy and then keep the middle amount. Mishum de Lake Upseda, because nothing's going down here. There's three separate $100 pieces or $100 coins or whatever. So $100 coins to this guy, one to this guy, and the one that's being disputed stays in the middle. Aval Bahabit in the Mishnah, hey, with the Kli, the Ik Upseda de Godel, you're going to now lose the big Kli because you have to sell it and break it up, as it were. And Motel Rabbi Yossi, maybe they're good with Rabbi Yossi, let the whole thing sit. V'eat Rabbi Haba, how come Rabbi Yossi? And then just flip it. If I only had Kalim, I'd say that's where Rabbi Yossi says you let the whole thing sit because of the Kli. But in the case of the money, they might agree with the Rabbanan that you give the base amount to each. Sricha. But that doesn't work. It's not because of the destruction to the Pikaron and taking it apart. It's because of the Ramoy, the defrauder. The answer is both Mishnayot are needed according to Rabbanan. Velozu avzuktani. Really, once we had Mishnah Hay, we wouldn't need Mishnah Dalet. Once we had the rule of the Shnei Kelim, we would not mean Mishnah Dalet, but this is a system that we refer to as Lozu Avzu, where first the Mishnah presents a new rule, and then it presents an even greater push of the rule, that once I had it, the earlier position would not have to be presented, but it becomes a foundation block. Okay, we'll pause at this point, and pick up with Mishnah Vav in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.